to the old me, scared and unseen. You're the reason I built this dream. Now I speak so others thrive. Turn my scars into sound. I come alive from the ashes of the breakdown. I don't run, I rise, won't back down. This is keep it real, keep it purpose bound. Every word a step, every truth profound. We don't heal in silence, we fight with grace, softness and defiance, lighting up this place.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Keeping It Real on Purpose, and I am your host, Edna White. This is the podcast where you come together with real talk about real issues and struggles in life, relationships, and business on purpose. Again, I am your host, Edna White, and today our guest is, I'm going to take it very, very slow with her name because it's beautiful. And audience, you guys know me. I will rip the name apart. And so her name is Karthika Bala. Welcome to Keeping It Real on Purpose.
Thank you.
Did I do good? Or no?
I've heard it all before. It's Karthika.
Thank you. Oh, Karthika. Yeah. Okay. See, I got to have that. See what I did, audience? Guys, you know me. Karthika. And I should have asked you when we were talking earlier, but we were all consumed in our conversation.
We were. It was a
Karthika. Okay. Karthika Bala?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being here today. And how do you show up in the world as Karthika?
I make sure that I show up as my most authentic self, and I found living most of my life not showing up as my most authentic self, that it really didn't serve me, and it didn't serve the people that I was surrounded by and the environments that I was in. So trying my best always to be true to myself and to be real. And that really stems from just having and developing self-love.
Okay.
And that's sort of how that's how we show up, I would say.
And we often hear that we hear people say their authentic self. But what does it mean for you, authentic self?
When I say that, I believe it's coming from a soul space.
Okay.
It's coming from, and I believe that's who every person really is. It's their soul. So, Edna, it's not your body or how you do your hair or your makeup or anything like that.
Right.
There's something more, there's something deeper, and it goes way beyond anything we see from the external. So when we're allowed to, all of us, shed those layers and show up more truthfully from that soul space, without any, preconditionings from the way we grew up or how society may want to view us, I think that everyone benefits from when we're all able to show up from our soul space.
Okay. Now, when you say soul space, what does that consist of?
That consists of your soul, all our souls. All of us have souls, and it is our truest self, and it is our most not to reiterate the topic, but our most authentic self.
Right, right.
And it is the one free from any judgment or resentment. It is just filled with pure joy and bliss, and allows us, and a wisdom that allows us to capture and feel peace and freedom.
Right.
And that's where creativity lives, and where we can tap into our resourcefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And we all hold this. It's in our essence. And it's, I really think the world at large can benefit when we're all operating from that soul space and not distracted
mm-hmm.
by our bodies, which is basically on loan.
Sure. That's right. That's right. That's right. So, audience, Karthika is a business owner, entrepreneur, small business owner. She's a podcast host and a life coach. I believe your business is Wild Soul Bloom.
That's yes. right.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about Wild Soul Bloom.
So I feel like I've been...
Life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
Waiting to launch this all my life in some ways, but through inception sort of started to begin when my father passed in 2014,
mm-hmm.
and there was this pull to do something different from what I was kind of droning in and out of existence
mm-hmm.
with, and just sort of on that conveyor belt. But I was still very much in a fear-based mindset
mm-hmm.
and not ready to take that leap, because it's scary, as you know, as a business owner and an entrepreneur, and it's a paradigm shift, because you have to reestablish your relationship with money and then how it's being brought in, but also your life and
mm-hmm.
how you want your life to look like.
Yeah, of course. You want it to look... Yeah, like you wanted to be creative and the life that you want, of course.
And I was a graphic designer. I have a degree in design, and you know, I went through that very typical conventional path, even though going to an art school is still different from, you know, some people might think that's a going off the beaten path, but I still landed in corporate.
Mm-hmm.
And what I wanted was very different.
Mm-hmm.
I was, for about 10 years or so, I was struggling with my anxiety and mental health and depression. And when my father passed, it really just catapulted me into this spiritual awakening, where I was almost downloaded so much information.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds crazy, and maybe it is, but I felt the most at peace and I felt the most myself when I started to connect with my soul and the universe
mm-hmm.
and that spirit world. And I was receiving so many signs and synchronicities, and I was able to heal through nature and feel the sounds of nature and messages through nature. And all of it was leading to create Wild Soul Bloom, even though I was oblivious to it at the time. And slowly, within the past 8 years, I was crafting this thing, and life events were happening for me to push away from corporate and environments so I could step further into myself and live my most authentic self and live in my truth. And finally, in 2021, in January 2021, I was having my second spiritual awakening, which actually made me surrender finally to the universe and take this plunge and like, okay, I'll listen to you, because I haven't been listening to you the past 8 years and things have not been quote unquote working out. And I still feel like crap. I don't feel good. And it's because there was a misalignment with my soul. And when you start living in more alignment with your soul and your soul's purpose, everything just starts falling into place and working out, even if you're having a crummy day or if you didn't, you know, get what you think you wanted or whatever it is. You start living your days through a perspective that makes you less worried, less fearful, and trusting of even when things don't go your way.
Right.
And you actually stop even thinking that way, that this is not going my way. It's just going. It's just flowing. And you're able to move in and out from any event, good or bad.
Yeah.
Because you're not sort of attached to the outcome.
Yeah.
So when I started to deepen into that and believe that and live through that, I started making strides with the business and it started to unfold where like I really wanted to write my story and I really wanted to write all the teachings that I've learned throughout the past 8 years in my life. And then it evolved into starting a blog and then being a spiritual and lifestyle coach and a meditation teacher, because they've been so profoundly helpful in my life and my own mental health. And now I don't have anxiety and I'm not depressed. And I know how to help myself if I do ever get defaulted back to my old ways of thinking. And it's all because of this. So that's in a nutshell what Wild Soul Bloom stands for. I want it to be a haven for other sensitive souls and tender hearts who need help or guidance with their own struggles and how mindfulness and meditation can help them. But also there's a weekly blog that they're able to get guidance through that way. And Wild Soul Whispers is my podcast, which is basically an audio version of each post.
Okay. Gotcha. So you said that your business in the last year has unfolded, and showed you some really inspiring things. More so than what your I guess your modernized life, you know, methodical life, you know, of going to work and doing all, and you something tragic kind of made you change. How did that look for yes, the loss happened. How did that look for you? How did it look as it was unfolding? Like, can you share with the our audience how the tragedy actually turned into something that bloomed? Like, you know, how did it, you know, how did it turn itself?
Well, when he died, like I mentioned, I was pushed into the spiritual
world. Right.
And it forced me into this different mindset. It forced me into, like I said, it was like almost instantly downloaded all these spiritual philosophies. And I, without knowing, I started to live by them. I just don't know. I can't explain that.
Right.
And I think by not being able to explain that with our common tongue, it says a lot right there, because it's otherworldly. And but within maybe 2 or 3 months, I can't remember, but the noise that once infiltrated my mind started to sort of rush back in. And I was like, oh no, like, oh, I felt so much peace and confidence. And there was silence in my head for the first time in pretty much all my life. So how do I get that back?
And right.
Really started me on the path of self-improvement and healing. And I went to therapy. I was intermittently meditating pre the passing of my father.
Right.
And then when he did, I really started to commit to it. And then I started to journal and I started to create this inner sanctuary that was separate from any person and any other kind of label and title that I associated with in my life. And it was just me. So I was really making, allowing myself and fostering this relationship of beginning to love myself. And that wouldn't have happened without my father passing. And none of Wild Soul Bloom would not have happened without his passing. Mm-hmm. So there are always these gifts in hard times and tragedies.
Oh, sure.
And we need to learn from them and not take them for granted. And they act as catalysts, and we need to really find the gratitude in those unfortunate moments. And that's what it is.
Exactly.
This whole thing has led to really mostly a relationship with myself and
good.
Finding self-love.
Absolutely. That sounds just about right. You know, you said something that's profound, is that these tragedies in life brings out the best in us. You know, it shows us the best, you know, and brings out the good part of us. Which,
if we allow it.
And we have to be able to allow it. And even sometimes we don't want to allow it. Sometimes it forces its way out, and it's our purpose or mission in life, you know. So, yeah, it's a good thing at great points in life. So tell us, you talk about your life coaching and, you know, what you do there. Where are you located at? What part of the country?
I'm in Canada.
Okay. Yeah, and how do you find, coaching, life coaching there?
Well, I just started, so, it's hard to say.
Okay,
but
okay.
I would say, you know, at the end of the day, people, we're all the same, and we all want the same things. We all want a peaceful life. We all want to have mental and spiritual freedom, I believe.
Right.
And we want to make our dreams come true, and we want to have a healthy life with feeling loved and have laughter and feeling like we're waking up with purpose. And then also to have healthy relationships around us, and that really starts with us.
Right. Yep, absolutely. So you're in Canada, and I know that you have told me pre-show talk that you're working on a book, and how exciting is that for you? How exciting is that?
Oh, it's really exciting. It's but it also feels very good and natural.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first signs that I received through when my father passed was to write the story.
Okay.
So I feel like that's my main goal, where where Wild Soul Bloom is almost an extension of that. But
right.
I really want to tell that story. But
okay.
The blog over at Wild Soul Bloom it allows me to exercise another part of the writing muscle and tell different types of stories that
gotcha.
Are separate from the novel.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, that's important. That's good. That's good stuff. So how can we find you? You know, should my audience want to speak with you? How can we find you? Where are you? On social media?
Yeah, you can contact me. Just go to the website at wildsoulbloom.com, and there you'll find everything from, you know, the contact form and the social media handles. And if you want to go directly to social media, I'm on Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok. And
gotcha.
All three are at Wild Soul Bloom.
Okay.
And you can check the podcast out at pretty much all the major podcast platforms. Mm-hmm. And it's Wild Soul Whispers.
Okay. All right. Sounds wonderful. Well, in our parting, is there anything that you would want to encourage anyone that's, you know, on the knows that there's something going on and they want to change things? And is there anything that you want to share with anyone to encourage them?
Yeah, thank you for that. I would just, anyone out there listening who's struggling with ruminating thoughts, their mental health, and they want more peace and calm and regulated emotions, you can craft a life that pretty much of your dreams, and you have more control than you think. And we all have the power within. We all hold the wisdom and the resourcefulness and the strength and the power to create the life that we want to live. And it really starts by healing and establishing a really loving relationship with yourself, and then start integrating your personality and removing any barriers and blocks that you've learned throughout your life. And we've all been conditioned through, you know, our family and our environment and media.
Mm-hmm.
That's not who you really are. And then from there, you can deepen into spiritual practices and philosophies. And I offer a 12-week course called Spiritual Fitness. And I think it's very important for people to not only work on their physical bodies and their diets, but spiritual fitness is a workout and a diet for your soul. So if you feel lost, if you want some guidance, you're not sure what to do, maybe mm-hmm. the 12-week course is not for you. I offer one-on-one sessions just to get started and see how you're feeling, but never lose hope. And even with it, if it's me or somebody else, there's always somebody available to speak with you and to listen to you.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Well, we thank you. That's really great advice, and we thank you for giving us that advice. And once again, we just want to say thank you for being here. Audience, thank you for listening today. And I'm sure that someone's going to be calling and speaking with you, Karthika. I'm sure, you know. And we send you blessings and love and prosperity on this journey that you are on today, because I know that it really takes a lot of courage. Mm. Takes some courage to kind of step out and do what you are meant to do when you're meant to do it. So if you ever need us, we're here. And this is Edna White and my guest Karthika Bala saying goodbye for now. Bye.
Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.